going to ask me questions.
What I'm going to do first is I'm just going to say that it's January 15th in 1980, and we're in your Galveston apartment of Mrs. Mary Boyce with Nina Cullinan and Sandra Curtis. And we thought today we would begin by discussing Mrs. Boyce's arrival in Houston. Do you remember the year you came to Houston, Mrs. Boyce?
Well, we were married in 1912. It was about five years after that. We lived in Fort Worth, and the war came on, and my husband had a government contract to build five oil barges. Had to start buying the land and building a mold loft, and I don't know what all. We got one built when the armistice came on. But we liked Houston so well that we lived here after the war. We always lived here.
Where did you come from, though?
From Fort Worth. We lived in Fort Worth for the first 5 years.
Were you both native Texans?
No, I came from Missouri, a little town, Chillicothe, Missouri. And a great many of the old-timers came from there, the Burtons and Lingos and Waples. I don't think you want all that.
No. What about your husband? Where did he come from? Where did your husband come from, Arthur Boyce?
Well, I gave you that from Jefferson.
I see, Texas.
Uh-huh.
Right. And when you came to Houston, what, your family was in Houston then?
Yeah, we were living then near Rice University in 1917, she said she came in. My family, well, they moved in 1919, I take it back.
Well, how?
2 years after they came, my mother and father moved in the house they built in Shadyside, which eventually the hobbies built and bought. But it was across the street from crossing the fountain by the Warwick Hotel.
Oh, right.
You know what Shadyside is?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and my father set that whole property.
It was that the lovely house that you were talking about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But she was trying to get something on the.
Mm-hmm. Out across from the Warwick.
Yes.
Right.
Well, you can, and then you want to ask me later, but I will pick as much as you can up
right.
from you.
I will.
But
I just wanted to get correlation.
I do think one thing Mary Boyce can make vivid again is the fact that there was the foreigners, so-called American foreigners, out-of-state people, have such mixed images of Texas and Houston. But I can say, which she bears out, that around the 1920s, there was, because of Rice, largely, it was sort of a focal point, I guess, that there was that generation of people definitely interested in the mind and the cultivation of the mind and the fun of reading and the fun of acting or whatever. I mean, there was a so-called, in quotes, intellectual group gathered here and built, as I say, larger because of Rice's having come and they found congenial people on the faculty. But these native historians like Mr. Ford and the Boyces and many other names that she's mentioned in this were attracted to this. They were all in their similar tastes. Mm-hmm. And they did cultivate little theater, they cultivated readings, anything that had to do with the life of the mind, but they weren't humanist people, they enjoyed life. That's my image of them, anyway.
Well, now, Caroline, where Mr. Clayton lived, the Claytons had a whole block.
Right.
And that was just a gravel street.
Mm-hmm.
And the Watkins, he was the architect who we were talking about.
The museum.
Right.
And James Chilman helped, too. And that was just that little gravel street, and I used to walk into Herman Park and the quail flush up.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a cow pasture, that Calumet Drive, which is Calumet now.
Yes.
Right.
Well, anyway,
but
I'm no good at dates and I haven't
like
a good memory for it. It's these flashes that.
Yeah, but the dates aren't the thing.
No, aren't important. It's the ambiance and what was really happening. Because like Ms. Cullinan says, there's so many misconceptions about Texas, and especially early Texas, as being completely